Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Tomatoes.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Forgive me.
Mr. Supreme, your 30-second closing statement, please.
My name is Vermin. My name is Vermin. Vermin Supreme. My name is Vermin. My name is Vermin. My name is Vermin. Vermin, Vermin Supreme. And you can vote. And you can vote. And you can vote for me for president if you want to. And my name is Vermin. And, okay. Thanks very much for coming out today. Oh, one more thing. Jesus told me to make Randall Terry gay with magic sprinkle dust.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Supreme. Thank you. All right.
He's turning gay.
All right.
Gay.
Okay. Okay.
Woo!
Okay.
Everybody, good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. 617-779-0985. And the election season is always fantastic. He's no, what was the guy's name, 22?
Love 22?
Love 22, who I hope is still with us.
Well, the thing about Vermin Supreme, and the reason I played that, is that it was announced yesterday that Vermin Supreme actually won the New Hampshire Libertarian Party primary. He is going to be their representative on the ballot. Vermin Supreme, the guy we've had in studio before, he wears, you've seen him on TV, he wears the boot on his head, he looks like an old craggly wizard. You've heard his debate stuff, we've played it many times before, but he actually is going to be on the ballot as the Libertarian candidate.
I wonder how many votes there were.
110.
Yes.
And by the way, the names of the people on this ballot are fantastic. First of all, Vermin Supreme won with a whopping 26 votes. and he beat out in second place just a woman named Kim Ruff and then a guy named Joe Jorgensen. But in fourth place with 13 votes was Dan, quote, Taxation is Theft Berman. That's the name that was on the ballot.
So he must have had his name legally changed.
He must have, because it's on the ballot that way. And then there, in the fifth place, is just somebody whose name is in capital letters, N-O-T-A, Nota. I don't know who that is.
Wait, so how many votes did it take to win?
26. It took 26.
Look at the Libertarian
Party.
Out of 110?
Yeah, out of 110, 26. Because there's a lot. I mean, there's...
It's like 20, what, 8, 19% of the vote? Whatever it was.
Either way, he's got... There's 19 people.
I expected this out of Vermont, not New Hampshire. I'm just...
There's like 8 people in New Hampshire.
So there you go. Vermin Supreme ends up winning it. And he, in a very tough battle against Dan Taxation is Theft Berman and Nota. So congratulations.
I mean, is there, like, what are you, in New Hampshire's kind of is nothing. Like, there's
So the New Hampshire stuff is funny. It's not near as funny as what's going on in Vermont. I mean, we've played the clips of the people up in Vermont, and that's, I mean, you want to talk about granola, like crazy, like hippie living in the woods, talking to trees.
That's why I won't go there.
Yeah, so we have played some of the crazy stuff from that, and but the New Hampshire one, so you're going to be, they're going to be forced to put Vermin Supreme on all the debates.
Oh, yeah.
He is the official Libertarian candidate.
But here's my issue with Vernon Supreme and his humor.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, first of all, he does smell very bad.
Oh, my gosh.
And I will give him that.
Extreme. When he, because he came in studio and he, like, did the sprinkle dust and put it on. And, like, he was standing behind
How
me.
How many times did you wash your hands?
I mean, a million. And when he lifted up his arm, I mean, he really smelled.
I mean, he stinks.
World's nicest guy, though. Everyone loves Vernon Supreme.
Well, I mean, people have bumper stickers of him, and he's obviously doing, like, performance art.
Yeah.
But I will give you that he stinks.
Yes, very much.
And I would imagine
you will
he's
need
not
your pony with you at all times.
Yes,
and I will tell you that he's probably doesn't have the world's greatest job or anything, but he it's performance art. Now, what's going on in Vermont?
Well, Vermont right now. I mean, I have to take a look at who the current candidates are, but I'm talking in years past.
Okay.
Those debates were just
They're fantastic,
absolutely phenomenal. I mean, there was some weird stuff going on in Vermont, like I mean, to the point where. Okay, so I always get the Idaho and the Vermont ones mixed up. I mean, just think about it. There aren't a lot of people who live in, like, Idaho, so that was the one who goes, I went to jail for homeschooling.
Oh,
remember that guy?
Oh, and he's Harley? Arrested. He just got arrested.
No. You're mixing up candidates.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rich.
Because that's a story I want to do later on.
Okay.
A certain person that had been running for president did get arrested, and he got a lot of jail time.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to him a little bit later on.
Okay, because I read that.
Oh, yeah.
But but they are easy to mix up because they're all insane.
Oh, sure. I mean, every single one
of them. Now, Vernon Supreme is a performance artist, but the rest of these people are legitimately just insane. And they are, but the great thing about the democratic process is that they have to be given a voice.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know.
I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl.
Which I have not seen the video, but I would assume he produces a turd in a punch bowl and just to give a visual to his argument.
Hey, and Mike's just said you found audio of, is this taxation is, okay, what's his name? This is Dan Taxation is Theft Berman.
Tax day. Taxes got you down. Wish the government would just get off your back. Dan Taxation is Theft Berman is slashing taxes. Income tax, gone. Property taxes, get off my lawn. Car taxes, struck off. Tax on liquor, I don't even know her. Pass that gas tax and get a full tank for half the price. He's eliminating taxes. Estate tax, payroll tax, gift tax, death tax, sales tax, internet tax, cable tax, park fees, business permits, fishing license fees, capital gains tax, water tax, vape tax, cigarette tax, restaurant tax, hotel tax.
Hi, I'm Dan Taxation Theft Berman. I hate taxes so much, I changed my middle name.
He did change his name. Well, that is, Rich, if I can tell you anything, that is a plan that could work.
Sure, just no taxes.
Yeah, and just see what it, and then just anarchy in the streets.
He's just like some nerd with like a giant yellow Mad Hatter hat that says taxes.
Well, he's done a lot of research. He just wants to throw us into an apocalypse. Just people running in the streets.
The juxtaposition of the super deep voice doing the commercial. And, hi, I'm Dan Taxation.
He goes, you know what people like is they like monster truck pulls.
Well, they do.
And so we're going to try to copy that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, then you got the guy in Idaho.
I went to jail for homeschooling.
That guy right there, he went to jail for homeschooling.
Yeah, that sounds like, because you're allowed to homeschool. So if you go to jail for it. There's some missing pieces in that conversation, narrative.
Is this that guy?
Mr. Bays, your opening remarks.
I stand on principles. I went to jail for homeschooling. And my kids turned out pretty good. I had four sons that made pro rodeo cowboys and one daughter. I've got 77 descendants. My wife and I had 16 kids, 8 boys and 8 girls. If the Supreme Court goes to hell, I'm not following.
Right.
I like how he goes, I had 3 boys that became professional rodeo and a girl.
And a girl who I'm very disappointed with. She did not make the rodeo.
Yeah, she's in just this girl.
And a girl.
Don't think I'm crazy, because I'm not.
Okay, that's the guy who had those jokes.
Again, if you say that, if you're telling people before that you're not crazy, chances are you might be crazy.
Yeah, there might be the chance, yes.
Sorry, ma'am. I didn't know what my time limit was. Okay. I didn't see any of these lights going on.
We need another good one of those. Idaho always delivers, and Vermont does
well. Are you joking? It's not going to happen?
It always does. Those two states are better than anyone.
Yeah, I mean, we go to play stuff from City Hall. The people that get super involved and get all crazy.
Oh, so he says NOTA stands for none of the above. Okay, well, then that isn't a weird person. How would I know that? There you go.
Well, it shows the intelligence collectively in this room.
Right. Why did they just put none of the above?
Well, you had a shorthand, but it shows that we're all political junkies.
Right, I guess so.
NOTA finished second in the vice presidential voting as well.
Okay.
And I was wondering who NOTA was. I wasn't convinced it wasn't a dog, by the way. NOTA might have been a dog.
There's been like a pig that's won mayor of towns and stuff like that.
Sure.
But I mean, I think you have to be a human to run for for president.
Are we sure about that?
I'm not sure.
What did Vernon Supreme win?
So he is the Libertarian candidate from New Hampshire. So, I mean, that's one of the...
For what office?
President. Yeah, it's for the primary. Let's see, he goes...
So, if they have a debate, just say if they have a debate in New Hampshire and like Elizabeth Warren shows up and...
No. Would he...
Yeah, so it says he won the state's convention's presidential preference poll. The New Hampshire delegates actually vote for in the national convention. Okay, here we go. So Libertarian Party hosts a series of primaries.
Okay.
And so he is the
Hampshire
Libertarian Party primary.
All right, so he would go against other Libertarian candidates for ultimately who would be the candidate nationally.
I guess that's the way it would work.
Okay.
So it would be for president, right?
Right. All right, so he would be debating other libertarians, which I would imagine would be funny because if there's one in New Hampshire, there's got to be a couple somewhere else.
I mean, I'm wondering if there, how many other states have less than, 150 votes
for the libertarian?
The libertarian one.
A bunch of people say they're libertarians, and then if you explain to them what that entails, then they go, okay, maybe I'm not completely libertarian.
They're not quite right there.
No, it's just, here's what would happen if you got everything that you wanted.
That's right.
Picking up strangers at night and hauling them God knows where. Try that for a while.
All right.
Next
question is for Mr. Bass.
I don't see any lights, ma'am.
The next question's for Mr. Bass.
I don't see any lights. And then he knocks himself in the head. All right, Rich, what is coming up? We got to talk about the big ball games.
Yeah, there's a lot of ball games.
Are you going to talk about how Aaron Rodgers does not believe in God?
I did not hear that.
He opened... Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Oh, did he open up a can of worms? We'll talk about that later.
All right.
Are the nuts going to come out on him?
Uh-oh, I've not heard any of that.
Okay.
I've just seen the steamrolling that the Celtics have been doing the last couple games. And by the way, hey, guess who's got a warrant out for his arrest?
Yeah. All right. We will be right back.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
Last night. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Richie, my boy, there's a little bit of the little bear in town last night.
Yep, Celtics aren't just beating teams lately. They are demoralizing them.
Kemba still struggling, looking for his first make. His three is good. There you go.
Puts his hands up in the air like it's time. John Morant's been doing a pretty good job on him, though,
Kemba,
defensively.
John Morant, Euro step, floats it up, and the European Daniel Theis blocks it. Marcus Smart throws a long lead pass into the corner for Jason Tatum, who drops back to an open Kemba, who goes back-to-back from three. And this has turned into a beatdown. A struggle for a quarter and a half. Now the Celtics lead by 23.
Yep, took him just a little bit, but just 2 days after embarrassing LeBron and his Lakers, the Memphis Grizzlies roll into town with one of the hottest rookies in the league, and they shut him down. Celtics blow out the Grizzlies 119-95. It wasn't even that close. Memphis rookie Ja Morant came into the game with, I saw this yesterday, all the talking heads speculating as to whether New Orleans should have taken him first instead of Zion Williamson in the draft.
We found out that answer later in the evening.
Yeah, which was just awesome. And last night, the Celtics D held Ja to only two measly points. Not only that, but the Celtics went on the kind of run you just don't really see in the NBA anymore.
Kemba, hounded by Ja Morant, out of the left wing. Tatum turns on Crowder. Left-hand dribble, tough fall away at 18 feet. Got it.
Hey.
I told you, from the second he walked on the floor tonight, everything was going in slow motion. A 21-point first half for Jason Tatum.
Yep, the Celtics rip off a 52-12 run, thanks most in part to Jason Tatum, as you heard right there. He ripped off 21 points in the first half alone. He unfortunately strained his groin when driving to the basket with about 5 minutes left in the third quarter. And remember, the Celtics were able to do all of this not only at the struggling during the first quarter, but with Jaylen Brown out of the game. And Fred, if you've been wondering what ex-Duke super douche Grayson Allen has been doing lately.
They have two douches. They have two.
He got booed last night.
Let's take
every
a listen.
Time he touched the ball.
They have two. They have Jones and Allen. Two douches.
If you've been wondering what he's been doing, well, it's getting booed at the TD Garden while trying to dunk when down by 30.
Grayson Allen strong down the right side. Two-hand slam. You can't stop Grayson Allen. Not in garbage time. It's 110-80. I mean, the charisma of a guy to draw the ire of the fans when the home team is up by 30 with 4.5 to go. That's really something.
I mean,
plays like a little bit, too.
Yeah, no, he does. He does.
He's athletic.
They give him time. I mean, it was garbage time for the Celtics. And
that was a hot Grizzlies team.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think they're – so the one thing that kind
of
stinks for
– 7 of 8 or something like that.
They have. And on top of that, John Morant has been fantastic. I mean, he's justified his second pick. On top of that, you know, they're in the playoffs if it started right now. I don't know if something changed after the loss last night, but they were in eighth, like the eighth seed, which stinks because the Celtics have their pick. And so you want them to continue to lose. But I think everyone's surprised at how well John Morant has played. That's why it was kind of – interesting that they were able to hold him to only 2 points last night. So the Celtics have now won their last two games by a total of 56 points. Here's Kimba Walker after the game on how his team has been able to find its stride again.
The special thing about this team is multiple guys can have huge nights. When it's not my night, it's just not my night. I'm definitely willing to accept that. You know, what I know is that when I'm not playing, you know, at my best offensively, I have to do other things, you know, in order to help this team win.
I mean, he's right. There's four players on this team that can just go off, and I'm going to throw Gordon Hayward in there because he has the ability to. And listen, you're every once in a while going to have a weird situation where Marcus Smart ends up scoring a ton of points like he did the other night, which is still astounding to me. And if you were to tell me that Marcus Smart scored 37 points, was it 37 or 39 the other night?
37.
Yeah, if you were to tell me that he was going to score 37, I was going to say, well, they're going to lose. Like, if Marcus Smart's your biggest scorer, then you're going to lose that game. But either way, he's right, and that's why this team – up to, you know, when they're playing hard, you know, it's who are you gonna cover? Is it Kemba Walker or is Jason Tatum gonna be the one that goes off? Or are you gonna have a Jaylen Brown game where he continues to get close to 30 points?
But there are times I think the margin for error for this team is a little thinner than a lot of the other good teams. If you lose a Jaylen Brown or if you lose a Jason Tatum for longer periods of time, I think this team doesn't necessarily have the ability to cover for that. I mean, you lose Jaylen Brown. He didn't play last night, and you still blew this a red-hot team out. But I think if you lose Jaylen Brown for, say, 3 weeks or a month, that's a big deal.
So you're saying the scoring off the bench is a problem?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. And the big surprise of all of this is that Enes Kanter's been great. I mean, he's one of – I don't know where he stands.
He's doing this year what he's done his entire career, which is rebound the ball very, very well, not necessarily play very well on defense, but – he is a lovable player because you know he will be underneath doing the dirty work that you need to win basketball games.
I bet if you looked at his offensive rebounds this year, like, he's shockingly high.
Yeah.
I mean,
he doesn't play a lot either.
The way he's playing, and there's some amazing rebounders in this league, I mean, I'm guessing he's probably just out of the top five.
He doesn't start. And
I know.
He's still there.
And he's still there. Yeah. I don't know where he'd be, but it'd be worth checking. It just seems like, I mean, and you want to talk about a major problem that this team used to have. It's getting offensive boards, and he has been a great solution to that. Well, Brad Stevens afterwards was asked about the health of Jason Tatum, and things seemed pretty positive.
Didn't sound like it was too bad. Not too concerned about it. He'll get a test tonight just to make sure, and then, you know, we'll figure out more tomorrow when we travel.
Yeah, he looked all right. He came back out on the court afterwards, and he was barely limping. I know Enes Kanter also had to leave the game. I think that his injury is not as serious as well. Do you have those numbers?
I'm looking for him. No, I don't have them right here.
All right, well, tomorrow night the Celtics head to Orlando to take on the Magic. You can hear that game right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. But this coming Sunday, the Celtics will be taking on a New Orleans team that's playing a little bit different now that Zion Williamson has returned. And last night, his debut, and the NBA just got a hell of a lot more fun.
Ball, left corner, Frank, floated into Zion, Aldridge on him. Up top, Lonzo, stutter step, back to Zion. Oh my, step back three, left wing! Swish! No, this is not happening!
Okay.
I mean, it was great. I don't know what justifies
you know
that.
You know who's got a little bit of a Bonaroony?
Who's that?
It's a little Johnny Wall game.
Correct. About Zion Williams? Oh, well,
I do.
You're going to, am I allowed to say it?
Yeah.
He's going to see him, you know, up front personal.
Well, that's why I said he had a boner.
Yeah,
yes, I am calling the Celtics-Pelicans game on Sunday night. I can't wait. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, at the Smoothie King Center.
Yes, that's right, which is right next to the Superdome, in case no one understood that.
Beautiful. And, yes. And so you're going to go there, and what time is that game at?
Game is at 6 p.m. Sunday night.
All
Eastern
right.
Time. Yes.
All right. All right. Now, you got a boner?
I do. Major
save
Wood.
That. Just save that.
Major Wood. Yes.
You're all giddy, aren't you?
I am.
Dan said you were being annoyingly giddy.
Everyone's annoyingly giddy if they're happy at all at 5:45
exactly.
In the morning.
It's a regular occurrence for John on a daily basis.
I know.
Well, Zion was unreal. He scored 17 points in a 3-minute, 18-second span in the fourth quarter.
Do you have like a signature call for him, Zion Williams?
I haven't thought of it, no.
Ooh.
I have the Cantor numbers, too, if you'd like them.
Eh.
Okay. We pass by that and we're moving on.
What is Zion?
They're higher than a lion with Zion.
Yeah, that's...
Could you write that one down? I'll pass that one by.
What is the origins of Zion? How do I know the...
Zion is like heaven. It's like paradise. It's like, I mean, it's supposed to be, I think it's Jamaican paradise. Is that
okay.
Right?
Oh, yeah, like a lion in Zion.
Higher than a lion in Zion. Zion.
Okay. Yeah. So what could he say? He go, like, bathe me in stats. I'm in heaven.
I mean, that's really, you got to jump through a
Can
few.
Can we save that when we run the highlights back on Monday?
You said that. If you say that phrase right there,
but if
we got to do something nice for you. Like, bathe me in stats. I'm in heaven.
And he goes, give me a big butt and some stats. I'm in heaven.
Zion for three.
Yes. That's not good. That's not a good one. Well,
that's a beautiful one.
Zion for three? It's awful.
Oh, no, you can't say Zion for three.
No, I can't.
That's not going to happen.
No, bathe me in stats, I'm in heaven.
Bathe me in stats and give me a big ass, I'm in heaven. Because he loves big butts, too.
He does, and he loves stats. I don't know which one he likes more, but it's got to be.
I'll get the hearing back in my right ear in heaven.
Maybe that's what it'd be. Is Big Freedia going to be down there? Oh, yeah, New Orleans. You go see Big Freedy. You love the big butts. You know,
sure.
You know, he's got that big back.
Would you say that on the air? Like, just when you're BSing around? Like,
bathe me in stats, I'm in heaven, or I love big butts, or the ear thing? Which of the three?
No.
There's so many options.
No. Would you just say, like, oh, yeah, you know, and this is the home of Big Freedia.
Uh-huh. And there's ass everywhere here.
No, just go. Just go. You know, Cedric, there's an entertainer here, Big Freedia. Very interesting show.
Uh-huh.
Would you say that?
I'm sure. If
like
there's a blowout.
He doesn't know who Big Freedia is.
Yeah,
No. Cedric Maxwell's not going to know who it is.
Of course he is. He knows. Listen, you're telling me bumping on the way to the game. He's not.
He's got that New Orleans bounce going.
I've often wondered what Max listens to on his headphones on the way over.
That's
well,
true.
That's it. That's what he listens
to. Listen to headphones?
Yeah, usually. He has the headphones.
You know
on.
What's like cool in the game?
You know who tours here a lot? Big Freedia. She comes like every 6 months. Matter of fact, I think she's going to be at the Royale.
Oh.
Like, it's really a crime that I have not seen Big Freedia. When they're in town.
I think that would be funny for like a minute, and then I'd kind of get over it.
May 31st, where? Oh, at the old Bank of America Pavilion?
Ooh.
Really? Blue Hills Bank, whatever they're calling it. Who's she with? Do we know? Kesha and, okay.
Frida's only going to get like 5 minutes.
That's all you really need.
Seriously.
Yeah,
and then, just
but
saying.
Then you gave Kesha money. Who has the, what's the Kesha song that I hate?
Oh, it's the one. Oh, it's like, the one. Yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's yeah. always. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, yeah. Oh, what's her song? Oh, yeah, it's like the tick-tock to the beat of the nun. And oh, it's...
Pitbull's on it.
Oh, what's that song called? It's like tick-tock or something like that.
All right, well, all I know is that...
Oh, she sings Timber, too. She sings on Timber, and that is the Pitbull song.
Timber's all right. All right, what's coming up?
All right, let's get to a certain expatriate has a warrant out for his arrest. Guess who it would be. Just one guess who it would be.
All right, here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Thatcher and Rich, and there is a man who is wanted.
Yep.
He's wanted.
He's wanted. He's a wanted man.
That's about, right. He's Rat or a Bon Jovi.
That's right. About 2 weeks ago, betting website Oddshark posted the odds on an in a very interesting bet. Will Antonio Brown get arrested in 2020? Yes was plus 700, and no was a minus 1600, and it looks like some people are about to get paid. The Hollywood, Florida Police Department issued an arrest warrant, finally, for Antonio Brown yesterday, following the allegations that he and his trainer beat the hell out of a moving company truck driver near Brown's home in Florida. He faces charges of burglary with battery, a felony, burglary of an unoccupied conveyance, and criminal mischief. Ooh, mischief. What if anyone slipped on a banana peel? Well, Brown's trainer, his name's Glenn Holt.
He had your finger in this hole. Now it seems that you're trapped.
Would you like some gum? It's too spicy for you.
Oh, shake my hand. Let's make up. Wow.
So Glenn Holt, that's the Brown's trainer. He was arrested on felony burglary with battery, that charge on Tuesday. He posted a $20,000 bond on Wednesday. He was released from the Broward County Jail. So reportedly, here's how it all went down. Antonio Brown threw a rock at the driver's moving truck before the battery outside of his home on Tuesday. These documents that came out say that Brown later forced his way into the driver's side of the main cabin of the truck and began to physically strike the driver after a disagreement over the payment escalated. Now, the moving company reportedly was hired by Antonio to deliver his stuff that he had stored in California to his home in Hollywood. Now, as we've heard a million times, Antonio Brown has this tendency to not pay people who work for him. That was basically the basis of that whole, who wrote that article? The one that was in Sports Illustrated that ended up having the woman, Klemko, Robert Klemko article, that it was a collection of people. It was meant to be a bunch of people who he had not paid for their services. And in that article, one of the women who was not paid for a mural that she had painted in his house, that's when she said, oh, and he came up behind me naked. And that's, remember, when Antonio Brown texted her and threatened her and ultimately why he was kicked off the Patriots.
How many murals have you had painted on your house?
Oh, just so. Only when I'm half man, half centaur. That's it.
There was Ron Gant lived in my friend's neighborhood, my friend's girlfriend's neighborhood in Atlanta. And the windows would be open and you couldn't help but see. You'd walk by and in his, I would assume, one of his children's room, there was a huge mural of Ron Gant.
Oh, nice.
So when the kids woke up in the morning, they saw huge mural of their father.
So just like his pattern has been, he allegedly refused to pay the $4,000 delivery fee, which initially led the driver to attempt to leave with the property in his truck, because that's what they do. The driver said that is when, according to documents, Antonio Brown threw his rock, denting and causing paint damage to the driver's side of the vehicle. The driver then called the police to report the damage. Later, according to the documents, the moving company told the driver to drop off the goods because Antonio Brown had agreed to pay the fee plus the damages that he caused. So the driver goes back. And Antonio Brown did pay the $4,000 fee, but he refused to pay more. Another argument ensued, and that's when the driver says Brown assaulted him, and Holt's attempt to grab his keys from the ignition to open up the truck and get Brown's belonging that caused cuts, scratches on the driver as well, on top of the beating. His trainer was in court yesterday morning in handcuffs, and here's kind of how it went down.
Bond will be set at $20,000. There will also be an order of no victim contact. Mr. Holt, so that you understand, no victim contact means no being in the same place at the same time, no phone calls, no text messages, no third-party contact, no social media. Do you understand that, sir? You can push the button in the middle of the podium there so I can hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Rubio.
Thank you, Your Honor.
So Brown's trainer, this guy, Glenn Holt, apparently played receiver for the Bengals back in the early 2006 to 2008.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it sounds like Brown is just hiding in his house. And so,
what? Can I just stop you here? What's the end game for refusing to talk to police and barricading yourself in your home? What do you think?
You're like the WikiLeaks guy.
Well, I mean, just they'll go away. I'm sure they'll go away. You know, they won't. They won't want to talk to me now.
There'll be like an alligator in someone's toilet or something. They'll get confused.
There's no way. If I wait here long enough, they'll just go away and never come back.
I think I read there's no bond for him.
There is going to be a bond. You know what? I think I read that originally, but I believe I just read that it's going to be just like his friend, 20,000. But
well, if he's evading arrest,
see, that's would definitely
it's not going to be 20 grand. I would assume, but then again, I was wrong about all the Kansas suspensions. Yes. But I have a reason. I think that happened.
Let me take a listen let me take a look. But I do know that since then, he's already posted something, and it was a picture of him sitting in, like, what I don't know, looks like a diner, and it says visionary, hashtag goals out now.
I wonder if he built, like, Alice's diner in his house.
Hashtag goals to not get arrested
right next
today.
To that temple downstairs that he has.
Oh, that was the weirdest.
Hashtag kiss my grits.
Right next to that Jewish-themed room he has.
That was so odd when he did the tour of his home. And it was like he had this chapel, but he knew nothing about any of, like, the symbolism or anything like that.
It was not a chapel. It was a temple.
Yes.
Yep. He had a temple in his home.
Was it indeed Jewish? Is that,
yes.
Okay.
That
was, I forget. It was just,
most bizarre
But
thing.
It was Jewish, but it had, like, these, like, Greek gods, like, their heads and stuff on.
Sure.
Not quite sure how that all
I'm not
meshes.
Positive how it was a temple. We were just told it was a temple.
Yes.
It had the same kind of setup in the front. As a temple, but the imagery on the walls did not relate its Judaism.
Yeah. So he's just sitting there in his house, according to everyone. So what do you do if there's a warrant out? Like, do the police have go to their house and arrest him?
They're coming in. I mean, this is the playtime is over. They're sick and tired of this nonsense. An arrest warrant means you go in and you go get him.
The way he's been treating the police, you know, when he videotaped him and called him all these horrible names and raised, you know, I mean, like, use the N-word on some of them.
Yeah, the tolerance is not there.
I just imagine when they get him, it being like the end of Christmas vacation. When they just all come in all the windows and smash up everything and they take him in.
Sure.
Like, no mercy at this point.
No.
Because he's completely pissed off not only all the police, but everyone in his neighborhood is just like, get this guy out of here. So, I mean, today's probably the day. More than likely, you will see him in jail.
All right. We'll be back. What are we going to talk about, Rich?
Unfortunately, there was another, an actual arrest that happened with the Patriots, and a mouth agaped legend is retiring.
Yes, indeed. We will be right back.
You're listening to Rich Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Rich, and I.
I just like that bass group.
Who is this? Do we know?
Is this Rage Against the Machine?
No, this is like a low rent rage. This is some rage.
Drop it!
Well, they certainly like Rage Against the Machine, whoever they are.
Yeah, that can't be right. I mean,
wow, examine it. Who knows? Bert, examine that sumbitch. All right, Shazam not working.
Drop it.
Okay.
Oh, is it?
It is Rage Against the Machine.
Sounds kind of weak. I don't even know that song. What arms that off of?
I don't know. It has a sweet bass groove.
I don't know.
Well, Skidoop. That dude just got a. He just said, I'm going to tattoo my leg.
He did. And then he climbed up on that tower during the MTV Awards and wouldn't come down. Remember that?
Yeah.
He spent like half the MTV Awards up there.
Wow. And then who hit Vince Neil? Or who Vince Neil hit Axl Rose?
Who hit Vince Neil? Little Debbie. right in the gob. He just opened up that serum.
The insulin needle.
No, that would be, of course, be Bret Michaels.
But Bret's in shape. Bret can't help it.
Bret's totally in shape. Sometimes all I know is that I take 17 shots a day, and I'm just glad to be on this side of the dirt. You know what I'm talking about? This one's for the troops. It's nothing but a good time. Let's go.
Does he talk about his diabetes on stage?
Oh, yeah, every time.
Really?
Because, which is actually kind of cool. It's that he brings awareness to it. I mean, that part of it's all right, but he does mention all the time.
No, he's been around for a long time. I mean, I don't know if every night you're stage rep, I don't care.
It's the same line every single time, too. It just feels good to be on this side of the dirt, and that means we're going to have nothing but a good time, because I'm not dead. Let's go, CC, or guy who's not CC in the Bret Michaels Experience band.
It's just a Bret Michaels Experience.
That's right. There's nothing better than seeing Bret Michaels by himself because, as I said, there's these giant stands like that in front of the amps. They're huge, and it's all pictures of Bret Michaels, and he wears a shirt of Bret Michaels. Bret Michaels is wearing a Bret Michaels shirt, but it's a
merch.
Picture of him with his shirt off.
Yeah, because that's for the ladies' merch.
Everyone knows that. Well, listen, Patriots cornerback Juwan Williams reportedly arrested last week on a variety of charges, including possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was in Tennessee, stopped on Interstate 40 in Cumberland County for speeding, and troopers found an unnamed controlled substance, prescription drugs, and other stuff with him.
Big deal.
I don't know. He played 9 games last season, had 4 tackles. And on top of that, I mean, we saw what happened with Patrick Chung. That kind of went away, and no one even talked about it. So there you go.
Yeah.
Another arrest.
Yeah, drug paraphernalia.
Well, the derp has left the building.
McGuavin had the sack earlier. Makes another big play here. That pass is picked. Telegraphed by Manning and Vince Beagle with the interception.
And with that interception right there, Eli Manning had thrown an interception to every single team in the NFL not named the New York Giants. And that is that's a fact from that clip right there.
Yeah.
How we're going to miss Manning face. Eli Manning calls it quits. And after reading all the fawning think pieces that every sports writer wrote yesterday, there is no longer any doubt that this guy is getting into the Hall of Fame.
Who cares?
Who cares? He's getting
in. I do. I care.
The sanctity of the Football Hall of Fame.
I care about this particular instance. We had this conversation off the air before we came back for break. And I don't care about the Football Hall of Fame nearly as much as I care about the Baseball Hall of Fame. But this one instance bothers the crap out of me. Because if he played anywhere else other than New York, he would never shot. By the way, you know, the year he beat the Patriots, that perfect season, he led the NFL in interceptions.
Can I just read you this, how the ESPN piece begins?
Oh, my God.
Manning is just steps away from holding almost every passing record in team history, which, I mean, when you play for a team that long, yes, and a pair of Super Bowl rings.
16 years. He was a starting quarterback for 16 years and didn't miss a game.
Hang on. That's a negative?
What? Steps away from holding almost every passing record in team history? That's something that I know you guys have used against him. And I've said, dude, you can't argue with the numbers. This is exactly he's going to get in.
No. John's using that as a negative.
No, that's the reason his numbers are so
large. So what?
He
started for 16 years and didn't miss a game.
Good for him. And his numbers were mediocre.
John, I don't particularly think that he was a great quarterback. But, I mean, you know... But that particular argument, don't hold water, boy.
Manning is one of just 5 players in the NFL with at least 2 Super Bowl MVPs. He's in an elite club with Joe Montana, Bart Starr, Tom Brady, and Terry Bradshaw.
That's right.
By the way, guess how much Eli Manning has made in the NFL? Guess how much money he has made?
At least 6 figures.
More than any other NFL player. Eli Manning has
over
made.
$200 million?
$250 million from his NFL contract. That is not hay at all. It's the most in NFL history. I think right behind him is Sam Bradford.
Well, that lends credence to
Remember how much money Sam Bradford made in his first, first of all, his first contract?
Sam Bradford and Chris Long were 50% of the Rams salary cap.
So Sam Bradford, was he the final year or the second to
Stafford.
Last year?
Stafford was the last guy.
Okay, yeah. You could be a rookie and
before
make
they
that
made
kind
a scale
of money.
To it.
It was Bradford, and then the next year I think they had the second pick and took Chris Long.
Yeah.
And the two of them, they both made $400 million a year, and it was half the cap.
for the Rams.
Yeah, so I mean,
and neither of them really panned out.
So did he end up having a because he lost his last game. So he ended up being under 500 for regular season, right?
Right at 500.
I thought he lost his last game.
He did. 117 and 117.
I thought that was is that the case? Cuz so what would have happened is that before when Daniel Jones got hurt and they brought him back,
didn't count.
He had been one game over. Oh, yes. So that didn't count against his
I don't think it counted.
But he started.
I'll
have to double check.
I can only tell you what I see here. He finished with a regular season record of 117 wins and 117 losses.
I have no idea
losses.
What this is about, but the person agrees with me, so I'm taking it. Ryan, okay. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Yeah, I do. As much as it pains me to say, Eli was one of the toughest bastards to ever play in the league, in my opinion. He definitely had the longevity and was tough. He didn't get enough credit for his toughness, and I don't think he was ever one of the top quarterbacks in the league in any year that he played, but overall, he's got to get in with the two Super Bowls and the longevity.
And staying on the same team. Word to Tom Brady.
And, you know, listen, you're right. If he leaves, he will not get in the Hall of Fame.
Yep. Absolutely. I mean, look what it did to Ronnie Lott and Emmitt Smith. Joe Namath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess they are. Yeah, I guess he is 500. 117, 117 is regular.
You didn't believe me?
He was checking your work.
Well, Rich was checking your work.
Rich tends to check the work.
I am checking the work.
When someone questions his
I got it.
His, information.
For some reason, I thought that he had lost that last game.
Because you're ignorant.
I guess so.
All right. We have the Bankroll Boys, Lift Schatz and Murray. They've become a sensation. We will have them. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit Flutie Foundation.org to get involved.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.